For the past month, there's been a new series of bonus episodes here on the podcast that was only available to supporters. But today, I'm giving everyone access to After the Interview with Tony Howell. Welcome to this special episode of Why I'll Never Make It. I'm your host, Patrick Oliver Jones, and from each interview I have with guests, there's about 20 to 30 minutes that don't end up making it into the episode. Some of that is small chit-chat before the main conversation begins, and then after my last question, there's usually a wind-down before we finally say goodbye to each other. Often guests will give some added insight or an extra nugget of wisdom that didn't make it into our main conversation. So I finally decided to give some backstage access to these moments after the interview. This series, along with other bonus episodes, are available to those who support this podcast as a WinMe producer. You've probably heard of Patreon before. Well, I'm a part of a service called PodFan that enables listeners like you to graciously and generously support a podcast like this. As a monthly producer, you'll have access to a special supporters-only podcast feed that can be listened to on the podcast app of your choice. Go to donate.winmepodcast.com to learn more about joining the WinMe community as a producer. You can also become a maker for a smaller monthly contribution, or you can even just do a one-time donation. All that can be found at donate.winmepodcast.com. All right, well, now here is me and Tony Howell talking with each other after the interview.
All right, yeah, see, that was good. I wanted it to be more of an addendum to what we did before than certainly a copying. And certainly, I think with 2020, with COVID, with just where we are now, I think we were able to really take it a step further than what we talked about last time. But yeah, I think this was a good revisit of things.
Yay.
Well, thank you. I'll turn back on my camera and say hello.
Hello. I'm going to turn back on my AC.
I don't know why. I had a guest that like refused to be on camera, but then I find it to be a better, I tell my guests, it's like we're going to what the user experiences. So it doesn't feel like, and it makes me a better listener.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that is interesting, and it's something that that I have wondered with some of my guests if it would be better to make it more like a phone call, you know, to kind of retro back to those days when we would just sit on the couch with our phone and just yammer on for hours on end. But
those were the days,
right? Remember those simpler times? But yeah, I mean, there are ways if you don't want to use Zoom, there are ways to do that. You know, if you just want to do audio. And actually, it gives a little bit better quality than Zoom. Zoom is great, but in case you ever want to use that, there's
what's the tool?
It's a ZenCaster, and it's with no E at the end. So ZenCast R.
R.
Yeah, ZenCaster, and that might be something to check out.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's something you can use.
Well, here's what I wouldn't want to share, but I think I'm interviewing Leia Salonga next.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, tell her from me that she was brilliant in Once on This Island. Like, I mean, because I've heard her, you know, on recordings and such. But then it was my first time to ever see her live. So then to see her live and the crystal clear tone with which she sang, the beauty of her presentation was really mesmerizing. So I loved it.
And let me ask you if you could ask her for like career advice or business advice, what would you want to know about? Or technique.
Yeah.
But my show is really focused on change and purpose and longevity.
That's more in the lines with what I was going to do would be that how has she found herself change from role to role, you know, as she's gotten older, as she's not just maintained herself and her voice, but directed her career so that it can then lead to the next role, that can lead to the next role, rather than, you know, because, yeah, she obviously wasn't going to always be playing that role in Miss Saigon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Yay. Well, thank
you. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's a big...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get some good people on your podcast, so.
That was, I've been asking, like, sometimes it takes literally a fucking year. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. I have some people that aren't even big stars. And like Lisa, I started asking her in January, and I finally spoke to her yesterday for the interview, you know? You try not to take these things personally.
I'll rant to you for a second.
Rant, go.
I'll rant to you. Yes, I mean, I'm putting together a panel, and I want it for my social media class, because I talked to some of the alumni, and like one of my students had a miscarriage. Other people, you know, have like cancer and death and family and like whatnot. And so one idea is like having a panel on how do you handle hard topics? How do you let people know you're divorced now or you have cancer or whatever it might be? And so I wrote to a psychologist, an HR PR person, and some activists. And the HR PR person, their assistant responded, and the language was like, yeah, she can't do this. She's too busy, but we're cheering you on. And the we're cheering you on really stung me for like 24 hours, where I was like, that's so patronizing.
Yeah.
You could have just said, sorry, we can't do it, but you know, check back another time or like whatever.
Yeah.
But I and then interestingly, Patrick, I pause my inbox, so I don't even see emails ideally until Monday, except I'll sometimes, like, I went in and I was like, has he emailed me you? But it just helps me to like shut off, so I'm not like getting triggered by something. But the she that the assistant was referring to then wrote back, because I just responded right away. I was like, well, that's unfortunate news, but I completely understand. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, can we just keep it real? Mm-hmm. And she wrote back at this like long thing. And I'm just like, you're not that big. And for me, it's like the life coachy world of like people positioning. And it's hard for me in the business that I built to be directly accessible to everyone. And so I know how it feels to get a reply from the assistant, but it's really like, watch your words.
Yeah. And that's something that I appreciate, that, you know, as much as I've gotten messages from Catherine or whoever else is on your team, I know that I still have a direct line to you. And that's something that I appreciate, because you've, you know, you've certainly gone way beyond where you were, you know, during the Evita tour. And so your business has really skyrocketed. So I know how time consuming it can be. Just having a podcast, I know how time consuming it can be to kind of be your own person. And you can only do so much.
Well, let me tell you, the podcast, I don't know if I'm going to do it after this year, because I just hate chasing people like that. Like, Catherine and I had to talk about it. And she's like, you know, it allows me to position myself next to some big people, which sure. is good for the brand. But just all the work that goes into it, it's actually also like more expensive to me than video. Like,
really?
I think I have all the video equipment. I also plan to live in Southeast Asia, where people will make you drone videos for like super free, like mm-hmm. not super free, but super cheap.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have to see where my life is come the end of this year.
I mean, you only do it once a month. So, I mean, it certainly gives you time to put into each episode, but no.
Yeah. But also the time that I put in, like, I'm basically writing a biography about Leia Salonga right now so that I can ask interesting questions. Like, I just think, and I've learned and listened, you know, there's the Larry King approach of not knowing anything and just being like, so tell me, Patrick, what do you do?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, today is one of those few times where, because I know you and we've talked before, I just kept mentally some things I want to talk about, but I didn't write anything down. But for other guests, you know, like I didn't, like for Lisa yesterday, I kind of went through and had specific questions that I wanted to get to. But yeah. It's because for me, it's like an hour of research to get those questions, then the hour interview, then editing the episode is like 7 or 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Per episode. Wow. And then promoting it, that's probably another couple of hours. So yeah, it's like, that's like half a work week for one episode.
And I don't think my numbers are high. I don't know. I just think this might be my last year doing the podcast. And then I will, if I pick back up, I think I would do video again, like answer questions on video once a week or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, there are plenty of people who do a video segment like that and then just throw it into...
Pop in an interview in a while.
Yes, yeah. But then just throw that audio into a podcast. Done. And so that way your
I guess you're right.
Your podcast can remain. It's just it's
a different
now,
iteration
it's now
of
focused
it.
on the video. Yeah, because they're podcasts that I listen to that are actually video. They're live video, but I never watch that. I just listen to the podcast version. So
So you're a consumer. You're an avid consumer of podcasts as well.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. So and this is just me, you know, certainly I'm hawking myself, but at the same time being a help to you. If you need help in editing, say you want to go from that video and then you want to edit it down to a podcast, that's something that I can certainly offer. Like audio editing, that's like something that it's time consuming, it's tedious, but it's also something that I'm really good at. So I'm just
tooting
my horn.
Yeah. And well, another question I'm just going to ask, like, do you have any suggestions or feedback having listened to my show?
I would need to go back with a critical eye and listen to it. Because I just think that it's interesting, the guests that you bring on and what you do. So I don't really, I wasn't listening to it like, oh, if I was a podcaster, how would I? So but I can listen to it again.
Sure. Well, I'll just say I welcome feedback at any time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. But yeah, I mean, you have some great people on. And so the sheer fact that other people have been on kind of helps then other names want to come on. So
I think it's snowballing because I think the next two guests are going to be kind of good.
Yeah.
Like, but.
And also the name of your podcast is very, very ubiquitous. It's just very simple. Whereas mine, I have to like, explain people the name of my podcast and why they should come on.
I want you to change.
You know what? The thing is that I have considered altering it in some way, but at the same time, I also like its uniqueness because number one, there's no other podcast named it. You know, but also there are other podcasts called Spectacular Failures, How to Fail. Terrible. Thanks for asking. There are all these podcasts that are centered around the crap that happens in our life. And so I don't mind being in with those people.
Well, you know, I'm like a little Pollyanna. I'm like, everything's going to be fine, everybody.
Well, but at the same time, that is the ultimate, despite its title, that is the ultimate goal of my podcast is to be like, why you'll never make it is because you're trying to make it. And this is how you've been trying to make it in the wrong way. Once you go this way, you may find a different result. And so that's kind of the point of it. But it can be a little difficult to explain to some people. And you know, guests will tell me, I didn't think I wanted to be on your podcast because of the title. But then I heard it and I was like, oh, that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So these are the things. But no,
titles. It's words.
I mean, you talk about making one a month and how it can be tedious. I mean, I make one of these a week, so it's a struggle.
It's a full script for you. You're putting on a show.
I have, and then I try to like do other things. I mean, and I will say, and this is one of those things that I've been taking social media marketing classes online and trying to kind of learn more. And this last one that I did is called General Assembly. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I've heard of them. I'm going to pop something in the chat that I want you to check out. It's an European course company, but got some good stuff.
Okay.
It's called Domestika.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I've taken some branding classes there. One was really great. The other was like, meh. But, they're like $15 instead of hundreds.
Yeah. But General Assembly, that it was more their intro to social media marketing. And I really, it was the first time because I'd taken others and it was like they were explaining what Facebook is. I'm like, okay, great. But these people actually within those 2 hours, they explained here are strategies or here are how you go about, you know, analyzing and trying to figure out the best. And it really was informative, but also it was the most daunting of any of the classes I've taken because it really kind of opened up. Here are the 1,700 things that you need to be thinking about and analyzing as you figure out what you need to create next. And they're all very important, but it can be a little overwhelming to try to fit that into one post every day or however much. So Yeah.
I'm like, be an artist. Like, yes. I don't know. Also, I like this idea of like, what I have is enough. Like, I'm not competing with YouTube.
Or, right, right. You know, and like, yeah, and that's kind of what I was getting to before. And so it's a lot to take in, but I think your approach is kind of doing the broad headlines of, well, here's really what you're doing. Yes, if you want to get down into it, there's 50 things to do, but here's the main core thing of what you're trying to do. And yeah, because I have definitely felt stagnant with just the way that I market this podcast and know that there, I can go about it in different ways. I just don't really know what. So that it's, I'm feeling a little stuck right now. I'm continuing what I'm doing because it's at least something, but I know that I need to shift something, but I'm just not sure what yet.
I've listened to our episode and I listened to Jelani's, which was good. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
But I
wasn't really a part of that one. That was all. That
I
was
know. All yeah. You were at an audition. Now I'm recalling.
Yes.
Yeah. They were like, bye. Good luck. He's booking his Broadway debut today. But the thing that I can pass on is I would ask for a direct share. I don't know if you do that at the end of an episode, but because then you're reaching thousands of other people by asking people to share the podcast.
Yes. That is one of those things where, you know, if you found benefit to, you know, think of someone who you think could benefit from this podcast and share it with them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't do that every time because I try to have my call to actions vary up. So I'm not saying the same three things at the end of every episode.
I do.
Yeah. No, but then I listen to podcasters who've been doing it since 2005 and script. Yeah. And it's like at the very end, he asks for these three things at the end of every episode. And it's the same three things. And
what are they? Who is it?
His name is Evo Terra. And he's like one of the OGs of podcasting. Cause 2005 is when it all began. And he asks for, he asked for to share it, you know, to recommend it to someone else. He asked for a donation. And I can't think of the third because I've usually gone to the next. I've gone to the next episode by then.
Not listening.
Right. But
comment.
Right. But they're those three things. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on. Good to see you. And keep us posted on graphics or whatever that you need. But essentially, just so that you're aware of the business model, it's like I have one-to-one clients, which is far too. But the courses is what I'm hoping is a affordable way to work with me.
Right.
And those are annual, so people can buy them all as like the Disney collection, all the princesses, yeah, or individually. And so there'll always be something coming up next. That
do you have maybe it's in one PDF or something, but do you have like a 2 or 3 sentence description of the courses that you offer annually? So that way I can just give a brief overview. He does this kind of course or this kind of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen to his podcast.
And, you know, maybe today I'm supposed to be working on my website, but I'm like, I'm going to work on this podcast because I need to.
Yeah.
But yes, the new website's coming and that.
Yeah.
That
yeah. Cause I went there today. I was like, oh, they're working on things.
Yeah, it's actually like color coded back to like all the things. Like if you want to learn about websites, you can go to the green world, the green room, and like everything there will be website related. Or if you want to focus on social, you can go into the red room and like there's all the stuff about
okay.
social media.
Okay.
So I need to get out of perfection and just like put it out there. But
yeah,
time. The challenge too, I didn't say this. And if you want to cut out the Bali stuff, I don't know that everyone needs to know that I was deported and whatnot, but no, I'll let you decide.
If you're fine sharing it, I think it's at least an interesting way to kind of jumpstart the episode. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, what?
But it's a challenge right now because when I was over there for a year, we got into a continuous cycle where I worked while everyone else was sleeping. So in a way, the business was running 24/7. And now I feel like I'm half as productive because I'm not able to like take something and pass it off to Catherine and she gets a response. And then I show up at 6 p.m. Eastern or like 10 p.m. Eastern, like get shit done. So that's been an adjustment.
Love it. All right. Well, enjoy your time with Leia, whenever that is.
Yeah, it shall be interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
All right, sir. You have a great rest of your day and a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you for joining me and Tony Howell after the interview here on Why I'll Never Make It.